What a wonderful presence of God is moving all over the place tonight.
La presencia del Señor se está meneando en todo este lugar.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Está seguro que la presencia del Señor está en esta casa.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We're so thankful for the three that were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Estamos agradecidos por los tres que recibieron el Espíritu Santo y fueron bautizados esta mañana.
Praise God. And it is so wonderful to be in a season of revival.
Estamos en una época de avivamiento.
And I believe that it is the will of God.
Y es la voluntad de Dios.
That the Holy Ghost has poured out all of this month of December.
Que Dios va a derramarlo todo este mes de diciembre.
And that we go into the month of January in a new year, red hot and ready for a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God.
Y vamos a ir el año nuevo y en enero.
I'm going to tell you what I believe.
Grande.
What I believe tonight.
Yo lo creo esta noche.
Is that this next year can be the greatest year in the history of this church for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Es que año nuevo va a
ser el año más grande. Does anybody believe that?
En esta ciudad.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Well, it feels good in God's house.
Se siente bueno en la casa del Señor.
We're going to go to the Word of God tonight.
Vamos a ir a la palabra del Señor.
We're going to begin in Galatians chapter 3.
Vamos a ir a Galatas 3.
And then we are going to go back over to Genesis chapter 12.
Y vamos a ir después a Génesis capítulo 12.
Praise God. Galatians chapter 3.
Galatas capítulo 3.
And when you have it, say amen.
Y si ya estás ahí, di amén.
Beginning in verse 7.
Empezando en el versículo 7.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before, everybody say before.
Todos digan antes.
The gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Everybody say, through faith.
Todos digan por la fe.
Verse 29, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And then Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, and the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house, and unto a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee. Everybody say, a great nation.
Una gran nación.
Not just a nation.
No nomás una nación.
Not just a people.
No nomás una gente.
But a great nation.
Una gran nación.
And I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great. Everybody say, great.
Grande. Grandeza.
And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments tonight on this thought. Destined for greatness.
Destino a la grandeza.
For greatness.
A la grandeza.
Come on, if you love God's word, why don't you put your Bible down and give him a shout of praise.
Si tú le das gracias a Dios,
God, we worship you.
Te alabamos,
we
Señor.
Praise you. We magnify you, Jesus.
Te glorificamos, Señor.
For your matchless word, God.
Por tu palabra, Señor.
That is forever settled in heaven.
Que está escondida en el
cielo. Do a work in this place and minister to everyone in this audience, and we'll praise you for it, God.
Ministranos en este lugar, Señor.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God.
Puedes sentarte en la presencia del Señor.
There are men who have lived in human history.
Hay hombres que han vivido en la humanidad de la historia.
That people might consider to be great.
Que gente que se sienten que son grandes.
There are even those who are self-proclaimed to be great.
Y hay unos que se proclaman que son grandes.
It was Shakespeare who gave us the quote.
Era como un dicho.
Don't be afraid of greatness.
No tengas miedo de la grandeza.
Some are born great.
Unos nacieron con grandeza.
Some pursue greatness and achieve greatness.
Unos alcanzan grandeza.
And some have greatness thrust upon them.
Y unos tienen grandeza en ellos.
Now we understand that the natural world that we're living in has its own definitions of greatness.
Sí, sí, nosotros sabemos que el mundo en el que vivimos tiene su destino de grandeza.
There are even people in history that have great in their name.
Y dice que hay gente en la historia que fueron grandes.
Men like Alexander the Great.
Dice como Alejandro el Grande.
Who is an example of a secular life that many people consider to be great.
Dice como es como un ejemplo de que la gente se siente que es algo grande.
But if you examine his life from a biblical perspective.
Pero si examinas su vida de la palabra de Dios o de la Biblia.
You understand that in a higher sense.
Y puedes saber que en algo más grande.
He was just a pawn in the plan of God.
Que era como un poema en el plan de Dios.
That he didn't have insight.
Que no tenía nada adentro.
He was led of the Spirit and he was led by prophecy.
Y era guiado por la profecía y por la palabra.
But he wasn't led by the eye.
Pero no estaba guiado por el ojo.
He was led by his pride and his ambition and his carnality.
Por su carnalidad y por su ambición.
We understand that God stuck a hook in his nostril and began to lead him around.
Y nosotros sabemos que Dios puso un gancho en su nariz y lo jaló.
The Jewish historical writer Josephus records
el judío que recorrió, escribió,
that in his life as he was going to make conquest.
Dice que cuando en su vida, cuando él iba a caminar,
and as he was on his way to conquer the known world,
cuando él iba a conquistar el mundo,
that he stopped in Jerusalem,
y él se paró en Jerusalén,
and he heard someone read from the book of Daniel.
Y él escuchó que alguien habló, leyó del libro de Daniel.
He was a tool in the hand of God.
Era una herramienta en las manos de Dios.
But he didn't have the anointing of God.
Pero no tenía la unción de Dios.
He did not, from what we know, live in covenant with God.
No tenía un pacto con Dios.
He did not speak to God like men, like Moses and Abraham, face to face.
No hablaba con un Dios como Moisés.
He didn't feel what you felt in the presence of God tonight as we began to speak to God as the people of God.
Él no sintió lo que tú sentiste esta noche cuando tú empezaste a hablar con Dios.
He would, as he traveled on his conquest.
Y cuando él estaba caminando en su camino.
He would stop at particular places along the way.
Y él se paraba en unos lugares particulares.
He was a very superstitious person.
Era un hombre muy supersticial.
And he would stop and worship different gods of cultures that he encountered.
Y él se paraba a alabar a todos estos dioses paganos.
Because he desired to win favor in war.
Porque él quería ganar favor en la guerra.
And once again he came into Jerusalem with great pomp and circumstance.
Y otra vez llegó a Jerusalén con algo grande, grandioso.
He was hard against the prophecy of God.
Él estaba en contra de la profecía de Dios.
He was so close yet so far away.
Estaba muy cerca pero también a la misma vez muy lejos de eso.
And secular history regards him as a great man.
Pero la historia dice que él fue un hombre grande.
But he stood in the shadow of Daniel.
Pero él se paró en la sombra de Daniel.
Who was a Hebrew slave in Babylon.
Era un hebreo esclavo en
Babilonia. A young man who was displaced.
Que estaba desplaneado, lo habían quitado.
A man whose mom and dad and nation were gone.
Que su papá y su mamá y la nación se habían ido.
Who was made a eunuch in Babylon.
Que había sido único en Babilonia.
Who faced incredible pressure to cease praying.
Que él vio una presión muy fuerte.
But who stood defiant against the mandate of a king.
Pero él estuvo enfrente para no seguirlo de un rey.
And open up his window 3 times a day.
Y él abría su ventana 3 veces al día.
And faced the nation of Israel.
Y veía a la nación de Israel.
and prayed to the God of his forefathers.
Y él oraba al Dios de sus cuatro padres.
When Alexander didn't know what to do next,
cuando Alejandro no sabía qué hacer después,
history says that he passed through Jerusalem.
Y la historia dice que pasó por Jerusalén.
And read the words of a great man.
Y que era un hombre muy grande.
He read the words about a head of gold.
Y un hombre de que tenía una cabeza de oro.
And arms and chest of silver.
Y tenía el pecho de plata.
And belly and thigh of bronze.
Y su panza de bronce.
He read about legs of iron and feet of iron and clay.
Y sus pies de lodo.
And he heard read a stone was plucked out of the mountain without hands.
Y dice que era una piedra grande que bajaba de la montaña
and
sin
it struck
manos.
The image at its feet.
Y duraba esa imagen de sus pies.
And he began to hear and believe.
Y él empezó a escuchar y a creer.
That he was the vengeance of God.
Que era él era un mensajero de Dios.
Coming against a nation.
En contra de una nación.
Babylon and Greece were marching in inexorably toward a prophetic future.
Babilonia y Grecia venían a una profecía.
But those nations were shrouded in mystery and they didn't understand the complexity of the plan of God.
Y esas naciones no sabían el plan de Dios.
They did not have deep insights about what God was doing in the earth.
Ellos no tenían adentro de ellos lo que Dios estaba haciendo en esa
nación.
But
there were faithful men and women of God.
Pero había gente fieles, hombres y mujeres,
who never stopped praying.
Que no se pararon de orar.
Who never stopped worshiping God.
No se pararon de alabar.
And who were great people of God in difficult circumstances.
Y eran hombres grandiosos en la presencia de Dios.
Can I stop and tell somebody here tonight?
Me puedo parar y decirle a alguien esta noche.
That when God says something is great.
Cuando Dios dice es algo grande.
It means more than when the world calls something great.
Significa algo más grande que lo que dice este mundo.
Can I tell you that I'm preaching to a people tonight.
Quiero decirle que estoy predicando a la gente hoy.
That is great because your God is great.
Eres grandioso porque Dios es grande.
That is great because your prophecy is great.
Porque tu profecía es grandiosa.
That is great because the anointing is great.
Porque la unción es grande.
That is great because you're an extension of the plan of God in the earth.
Porque tú eres grande en el plan de Dios.
Anybody thankful to be a part of God's plan?
Tú quieres ser parte, dale un fuerte aplauso.
Praise God. The word in Hebrew is gadol.
La palabra en hebreo, alo.
It means large in magnitude and extent and number and importance.
Eso significa grande, largo, importante.
It means cosmic greatness.
Eso significa grandioso.
It's the same word that is used in Scripture to describe the great lights in the sky.
Dice que es lo que está para describir la gran luz de los cielos.
That God designed to shine with brilliance and with radiance.
Que Dios está alumbrando con grandeza.
When he was telling Abraham, I'm going to make your name great.
Dice cuando le estaba diciendo a Abraham, voy a hacer tu nombre grande.
When he was telling him, I'm going to make a nation of you that is great.
Voy a hacer una nación que va a ser grande de ti.
He was telling Abraham that your name is going to be like the sun and the moon.
Dice que tu nombre va a ser grandioso como el sol y la luna.
That your descendants are going to be radiant in their expression of greatness.
Dice tu descendencia va a ser grande.
He was telling them that they were going to shine like the noonday sun.
Dice que van a alumbrar como la luna y el sol.
There are people here tonight that feel like you just want to hide in the shadows.
Dice hay mucha gente que aquí que nomás quieres estar escondido en la oscuridad.
There are people here tonight that you say I don't want to be seen or heard.
Dice hay gente que dice no quiero ser vista o escuchada.
There are people tonight that you say I just want to sit on the sidelines and watch somebody else do the work.
Dice yo no hay unos aquí que nomás quieren sentarse en la esquina y decir
I just want to sit back and enjoy the ride.
Y yo nomás me voy a sentar y voy a gozar el viaje.
And there is a Western mindset that says we are people of free will.
Y dice y hay uno que tiene la mente que eres libre de hacer lo que quieras.
And you are free to choose your own outcome.
Dice puedes escoger tu mismo destino.
But can I tell you tonight that the entire created universe?
Pero te puedo decir que todo lo que fue creado en el universo.
It was not created to be hidden under a bushel.
Dice, no fue para que estuviera escondido.
It is not the will of God for the Son to hide its face.
No es la voluntad de Dios que un hijo de Dios esté escondido.
It is not the will of God for the moon to fail to shine in its brilliance.
No es la voluntad de Dios que la luna no alumbre.
But God created the sun to reveal his glory in the earth.
Pero Dios creó el sol para que revelara la gloria de Dios.
God created the physical world to worship him.
Y Dios hizo al mundo físico para que lo alabaran.
And you are free to choose.
Y tú eres libre de escoger.
But you have a destiny upon your life.
Pero tú tienes un destino en tu vida.
You are not free to avoid the consequences of hiding.
No tienes tú para esconder las consecuencias.
Can I tell somebody here tonight?
¿Te puedo decir alguien aquí esta noche?
That you really do not have a choice.
Que tú no tienes un tienes que decidir.
You are created to shine.
Tú fuiste creado para alumbrar.
You are created to be seen.
Tú fuiste creado para alumbrar y
you
para ver.
You are created to be heard.
Y tú fuiste creado para ser escuchado.
You are created to speak.
Tú fuiste creado para hablar.
You're not created to hide your light under a bushel.
No tienes que esconderte.
But you are created to declare the glory of God.
Pero tú estás destinado para declarar la gloria de Dios.
Somebody say great.
Alguien diga grandioso.
Somebody say great.
Diga grande.
You might look at your life and say, I'm not great yet.
Y puedes ver tu vida y dices, no soy grande todavía.
But I'm here to tell you tonight.
Pero vengo a decirte esta noche.
That it's time to stand up.
Pero es tiempo de levantarte.
And that it's time to be seen.
Para que te vean.
And that it's time to be heard.
Y es tiempo para que te escuchen.
It's time to start moving toward greatness.
Es tiempo para estar moviéndote a lo grandioso. Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. You are not free from the responsibility.
No estás libre de la responsabilidad.
Of declaring the glory of God.
Para declarar la gloria de Dios.
You're going to live the life.
Tú vas a vivir la vida.
You're going to make the decisions.
Tú vas a decir las decisiones, hacer las decisiones.
But a time is going to come.
Pero el tiempo va a venir.
When the story is going to be told.
Que la historia va a ser, se va a decir.
Another generation is going to rise up.
Otra generación va a crecer.
And it's going to tell the story of this day.
Y va a decir la historia de este día.
It's going to tell the story of victories won.
Y van a decir la historia de victorias.
It's going to tell the story of revivals preached.
Y van a decir historias de avivamientos que predicaban.
It's going to tell the story of prayers that were prayed.
Y van a decir historias de oraciones que fueron oradas.
It's going to tell the stories of a generation.
Y van a hablar de las generaciones, las historias.
Who either did or did not capitulate to the spirits of their day.
Que no hicieron o hicieron en el espíritu.
I'm asking this generation a question tonight.
Yo voy a hacerle una pregunta a esta
generación. What are they going to say about you when you're gone?
¿Qué van a decir cuando tú ya no estés aquí?
What are they going to say about you when all of the stories are told?
¿Qué van a decir cuando todas las historias ya fueron dichas?
I'm not willing tonight to go quietly into the night.
No quiero irme de callado en la noche.
But I want to see how brightly we can shine.
Pero yo quiero ver qué tanto podemos alumbrar.
I want to see how radiant the glory of God can be.
Vamos a ver la gloria de Dios
in
que puede ser
generation.
En nuestra generación.
Come on, does anybody feel that way tonight?
¿Alguien se siente esta
praise
noche
God.
Esta noche?
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The wisdom of this world will in the eternal search.
El eterno de este mundo.
Always stop at a place in Bethlehem.
Todo se para en Bethlehem.
Searching for a king.
Viendo o buscando a un rey.
As the world concludes its search,
que el mundo termina buscándolo.
For something of meaning and value,
algo que era valioso.
It will always eventually find its way into the plan of God.
Todo va a llegar hacia el camino del plan de Dios.
Because in all of our searching,
porque en todo lo que estamos buscando,
we're not going to find anything else of meaning.
No vamos a encontrar otra cosa que signifique.
I'm preaching to a generation tonight.
Estoy predicando una generación hoy.
That when you are bored, you get on social media and you get on the internet.
Que tú cuando abras la internet,
and you are searching for meaning.
Y estás buscando algo.
You're searching for a reason for existence.
Por alguna razón o por una existencia.
You're going and reading about LeBron James statistics.
Vas a hablar de James.
And in your brain, you're trying to figure out who was the greatest, Jordan or LeBron James.
Y en tu mente está diciendo quién fue el grandioso,
and
Jordan
then you have your debate about who you think was greater.
Y tienes un debate quién fue el más grande.
But can I save you some time tonight?
Pero te puedo salvar un poco de tiempo hoy.
Because all human success,
pero que toda la humanidad,
que all human greatness,
y toda la humanidad, lo grandioso,
after the search is over,
cuando ya terminaste de buscar,
after they achieve the heights of human success,
cuando ya llegaron hasta su punto,
wise men are still going to find a manger in Bethlehem.
Y se van a encontrar todavía en
Bethlehem. They're going to go back to a man by the name of Jesus.
Va a tener que regresar con un hombre que se llama
Can
Jesús.
Can I tell you that you've got a jump start on your world?
Quiero decirte que estás adelantado en tu mundo.
You were born into this.
Tú fuiste nacido en
you
esto.
You were shaped in the kingdom of God.
Estás siendo acomodado en
Don't
el reino de Dios.
Don't get distracted by what the world is looking for.
No te distraigas por lo que el mundo
you
está haciendo.
You already have the answers.
Tú ya tienes la respuesta.
You already know the man Christ Jesus.
Ya conoces al hombre Jesús.
And you have the light of the world living on the inside of you.
Y tú tienes la vida, la luz del mundo
it's
adentro de ti.
It's time for you to stand up.
Es tiempo de que tú
and
te levantes.
And it's time for you to shine.
Y es tiempo para que tú alumbres.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hollywood stars and sports figures, they're empty greatness.
Hollywood y todas estas estrellas.
They are wandering stars.
Están como caminando.
In search of true greatness.
Para algo grandioso.
The Queen of Sheba will eventually find herself.
El rey Queen Sheba.
In Israel.
En Israel.
Because she heard the reports of the greatness of Solomon's kingdom.
Porque ellos escucharon el reino de Salomón.
Can I tell you that the world is paying attention?
Te puedo decir que el mundo está poniendo atención.
That while you were praying and worshiping tonight,
cuando tú estabas alabando y orando esta noche,
there's a world that's searching on the internet,
que están buscando en la internet,
for what God is pouring out in this house today
porque
and
lo que
tonight.
Dios está derramando en este lugar hoy.
And eventually,
y un día,
it's going to arrive at an altar.
Y va a salir en un altar.
Eventually,
adelante.
Your world is coming to an apostolic service.
Tu mundo va a venir a una iglesia apostólica.
Don't get distracted while they are searching.
No estés distraído cuando ellos
for
estén buscando.
Something that has true value.
Porque algo que tiene valor.
But you need to shine now.
Pero tú tienes que alumbrar
hoy. You need
hoy.
To pray now.
Ahora tú tienes que orar
you need
hoy.
To prophesy now.
Tú tienes que profetizar
you need to
hoy.
Connect to the Spirit now.
Tú tienes que dejar que el
Espíritu
because te
your
maneje.
World is on their way to an apostolic church.
Porque su mundo viene a una iglesia apostólica.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's the story being told all over the world at this time of the year.
La historia está, se dice en todo el mundo.
It started with Abraham.
Empezó con Abraham.
I will make your name great.
Voy a hacer tu nombre grandioso.
We talked this morning about his encounter with Melchizedek.
Y con el que se encontró con Melchizedek.
In Hebrews chapter 7.
En Hebreos capítulo 7.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also gave Abraham also gave a tenth part of all, first by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. And we talked this morning about the fact that first it is righteousness,
que su justicia primero,
and then it is peace.
Y luego es paz.
And we had a time of repentance in this service this morning.
Y tuvimos un tiempo de arrepentimiento esta mañana.
And the Holy Ghost swept into this altar.
Y el Espíritu Santo se meneaba en este,
and I'm going to tell you here tonight that something shifted in people's lives this morning.
Y quiero decirte que algo se meneó en sus vidas
as they
esta mañana.
Began to pray a prayer of repentance.
Cuando empezaron a orar una oración de arrepentimiento.
As they began to pray that the righteousness of God come into their world.
Empezaron a orar la justicia de Dios viene a su mundo.
And we began to talk about the fact that the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink.
Que hablamos que el reino de Dios no
es carne ni vino. But it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Que es paz.
Our world today wants the joy without the peace.
Dice el mundo de hoy quiere gozo, pero si no, no,
they
sin
want
paz.
The peace without the righteousness.
Quieren la paz, pero sin la justicia.
But when you encounter Melchizedek,
pero cuando se encontró con Melchizedek,
you encounter the righteousness of God first.
Que vimos la justicia de Dios.
And that is the message of repentance.
Y ese es el mensaje de arrepentimiento.
And that is the power of an altar.
Y ese es el poder de un altar.
And not an altar one time.
No, no más una sola vez.
But an altar every day.
Pero un altar diariamente.
An altar of repentance every day.
Un altar de arrepentimiento
diario. An altar that says, God cleanse me every day.
Pues dice, Dios, límpiame todos los días.
An altar that says, God remove from me
Dios
anything
me.
That is an encumbrance to your presence.
Dios, menea todo lo que no es bueno para ti, Señor.
Praise God. This Melchizedek was a pattern for Abraham.
Melchizedek era uno como de Abraham, uno que lo veía.
Something happened in his encounter.
Algo pasó cuando se encontraron.
That began to give him insight.
Que le empezó a decir algo adentro.
For how to actualize in his world.
Que cómo podía caminar en su mundo.
Without father.
Sin padre.
Without mother.
Sin mamá.
Without descent.
Sin una descendencia.
Having neither beginning of days.
Sino empezar los días.
Nor end of life.
Ni que tenía el día que te iban a terminar.
But made like unto the Son of God.
Que era como una del Dios viviente.
Abiding as a priest continually.
Que era como un sacerdote diario.
God had already told Abraham, you got to leave your father and your mother and your country.
Dios ya le había dicho a Abraham, tienes que dejar a tu padre y a tu madre.
Because God was going to start something new with Abraham.
Porque Dios iba a empezar algo nuevo con Abraham.
And then he encounters this theophany.
Y después encontró a esto.
This expression of God.
Esta expresión de Dios.
And the Apostle Paul tells us.
Y el Apóstol Pablo nos dice.
That this man did not have a father.
Que este hombre no tenía padre.
That he did not have a mother.
Y no tenía mamá.
That he was without descent.
Y no tenía descendencia.
He didn't have a beginning nor an end of life.
Que no tenía ni principio ni
but
final.
He was made like the Son of God.
Pero era hecho como el Dios viviente.
What Abraham encountered.
Pero cuando Dios Abraham lo encontró.
Was a pattern for what he should become.
Pero que era lo que iba a pasar.
And verse 4 says, now consider how great this man was.
Y el versículo 4 dice, este hombre era un grande.
Abraham, I'm going to do something great in your life.
Abraham, voy a hacer algo grande en tu vida.
But in order for you to understand how it's going to happen,
pero para que tú entiendas cómo va a pasar,
you're going to have to encounter a great man.
Pero tienes que encontrar a un hombre.
Another man that's not defined by a secular definition.
Que es otro hombre que no está hecho por un significado.
He's not defined by the color of his skin.
No es identificado por el color de su piel.
Or his country of origin.
O su país o su región.
Paul said, consider how great this man was.
Dice Pablo, que este es hombre un grandioso.
Unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils.
Y vino Abraham el patriarca le dio.
And verily they that are of the son of Levi.
Y el Dios del sol de Levi.
Who received the office of the priesthood.
Que recibió el del priesthood.
They have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law.
Y tenían que el mandamiento de cómo recoger de la gente.
That is of their brethren.
Eso es de los hermanos.
Though they come out of the loins of Abraham.
Que salieron de los pulmones de Abraham.
But he whose descent is not counted from them.
Que no fueron contados de ellos.
Received tithes of Abraham.
Recibieron el diezmo de Abraham.
And blessed him that had the promises.
Y bendecir a los que tenían la promesa.
And without contradiction.
Y sin contradecir.
The less is blessed of the better.
El último es el bendecido.
Can I tell somebody here tonight?
Puedo decirle a alguien esta noche.
That there is a level of greatness
que hay un nivel de grandeza
that God called Abraham to
que Dios llamó Abraham
that was not connected to genealogy.
Que no fue conectado a la genealogía.
And I want to tell you even further.
Y voy a decirte algo un poquito más profundo.
Even as there was a generation of the people of God
y eso que había una generación de la gente
who
de Dios
came from Abraham,
que no vinieron de Abraham
there were still things that passed from Abraham on to the people of God.
Que pasaron de Abraham para la gente de Dios.
But what Abraham was connected to,
pero cuando Abraham estaba conectado,
was bigger than genealogy.
Estaba más grande que la genealogía.
It was an eternal covenant.
Era algo interno.
It was something that had the power to skip over the fact
y era algo que podía brincar después
that he was born the son of an idol maker.
Que fue nacido de un hombre que hacía
that he was born a pagan worshiper.
Que era nacido de alguien que le
alababa
a los paganos.
Can I tell you tonight,
te puedo decir esta noche,
that you are connected to something
que tú estás conectado a algo
that is so great
que está grandioso.
It has the power
tiene el poder
to completely transform your country of origin.
Que puede convertir tu país.
It's bigger than being an American.
Es más grande que ser americano.
It's bigger than being Caucasian.
Que puede ser más grande que Caucasian.
There is a level of greatness
hay un nivel de grandeza
that God is calling his people to.
Que está llamando Dios a su gente.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I had a couple of men come to me in the last couple of years.
Yo he tenido unos hombres que han venido en los últimos años.
Who were starting businesses.
Que empezaron negocios.
Who asked the question.
Que me preguntaron la pregunta.
How do I pay tithes?
¿Cómo puedo pagar yo mi diezmo?
If I'm a businessman.
Si yo tengo un negocio.
And I began to talk to them.
Y yo empecé a platicar con ellos.
About some things that I felt the Holy Ghost was showing me.
Que yo sentí en el Espíritu Santo que me estaba enseñando.
You see, in an American mindset,
en tu mente americana,
there's a business ethic,
es un negocio táctico,
and there's a personal ethic,
y es un personal.
And a lot of times our orientation,
y muchas veces nuestra orientación,
is framed,
está fragmentizada,
based on our secular culture,
en nuestra cultura.
But as these men started reading the word of God,
y estos hombres empezaron a leer la palabra de Dios,
God started convicting them.
Dios los empezó a convertir a ellos
about paying tithes
para dar el diezmo
on their business,
en su negocio,
and not on their personal income,
y no en su personal, su account personal.
And they asked the question.
Y preguntaron la pregunta.
What should I do?
¿Qué hago?
Here's a practical explanation.
Y le dije una explicación muy fácil.
You own a business.
Tú tienes un negocio.
You make $1,000,000.
Tú haces un millón de dólares.
You pay yourself.
Tú te pagas a ti mismo.
$100,000 salary.
$100,000 para ti.
Do you pay your tithe on the business?
Tú pagas tu diezmo en tu negocio.
Or do you pay your tithe on the personal income?
O en tu personal.
That was the question.
Esa era la pregunta.
If I spend the money,
si yo tengo el dinero,
Uncle Sam says if I reinvest the money,
dice Uncle Sam dice si yo reinvierto el dinero,
I don't have to pay taxes on it.
No tengo que pagar taxas en eso.
So if I pay myself $100,000,
so si me pago yo $100,000 a mí mismo,
and I go out and buy trucks and possessions and all kinds of other things with it,
y me puedo comprar una troca y muchas cosas más,
and it's a tax write-off,
y hay algo que va a haber una taxas ahí.
Then I don't owe taxes or tithes on the business profit.
So no voy a deber taxas o diezmo en el negocio.
I only owe taxes and tithes on the personal income.
So nomás en la cosa personal.
And we started talking about that.
Y empezamos a platicar de eso.
And I told them I would follow your convictions.
Y dice, yo voy a seguir tu convicción.
And I would begin to pay your tithe on the business increase.
Y dice, tú vas a empezar a pagar cuando tu negocio empiece a crecer.
Because this is what will happen.
Porque esto es lo que va a pasar.
Dawson, this is the way that it works.
Eso es como trabaja, Dawson.
We begin to negotiate.
Empezamos a negociar.
And we think, well, we don't want to give it to Uncle Sam.
No se lo vamos a dar a Uncle Sam.
And so we're just going to take the money that's in the account.
Y vamos a sacar el dinero, lo vamos a poner en una cuenta.
And we're going to reinvest it.
Y lo vamos a invertir.
So we don't have to give it to Uncle Sam.
Y no se lo vamos a dar a Uncle Sam.
The problem with that is this.
Y el problema con esto es
that whatever you want God to own,
si lo que tú quieres que Dios él tenga,
you tithe on.
Tú vas a dar tu diezmo.
If you don't want God to own your business,
si tú no quieres que Dios tenga tu negocio,
then just tithe on the personal income.
So, entonces nomás hacen lo personal.
But if you want God to own the business and your family,
so si tú quieres que Dios tenga tu negocio y tu familia,
pay tithes on the whole.
Pero paga tu diezmo en los dos.
Because this is what will happen.
Porque esto es lo que va a pasar.
you will find yourself
tú vas a encontrarte a ti mismo
beginning to hedge your bets with God.
Empiezas a tener cosas con Dios.
You will find yourself
vas a encontrar a ti mismo
beginning to negotiate away
vas a empezar a negociar un
camino what God wants to do in your life.
Lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu vida.
And I will tell you this, Brother Warren,
y te voy a decir esto, hermano Bourne,
that those two individuals that we had that conversation,
y de esos dos individuos que tuvimos la conversación,
I have watched God begin to bless their business
cuando Dios empezó a bendecir su negocio,
in a way that in a short time is completely unprecedented.
Y todos estábamos en un corto tiempo.
I have watched those two businesses
y vi esos dos negocios,
begin to stretch their influence out of the state of Alabama,
empezaron a crecer más de
and begin
del estado
to open
Alabama.
Up locations in other states.
Y empezaron a ver otras locaciones afuera de Alabama.
When we're talking about great,
estamos hablando de grandeza.
There is a direct proportionality.
Es algo proporcional.
Between my perspective about what that means.
De lo que significa de mí.
And how I'm willing to invest my life in the kingdom of God.
Y cómo quiero invertir en el reino de Dios.
Our time is the same way.
El tiempo es lo mismo.
If you think it's okay just to hide,
si está bien nomás esconderte,
you're going to marginally invest your time.
Tú vas a invertir tu tiempo.
But your time and your talent and your treasure.
Pero tu tiempo, tu talento, tu y tu vida
are the primary investment that you have to determine what level of greatness can be accomplished in your life.
And
I am telling this church
y yo le estoy diciendo a esta iglesia
that in the next 6 months to a year
de los seis meses a un año,
God is calling us to a level of contribution and giving
Dios nos está llamando para contribuir y
on
dar.
Every single level that is going to give us the capacity
que va a dar la capacidad
to begin to reach out of our local setting
que vamos a empezar a alcanzar cosas
and
que no
begin
hemos visto.
To move out into other areas of influence.
Y vamos a empezar a menearnos a otras áreas de influencia.
Abraham's ethic
Abraham, su táctica
involved his entire life.
Él puso toda su vida,
all of his possessions,
toda su posición,
everything that belonged to him,
todo lo que él tenía,
and there was something about this encounter with Melchizedek.
Y fue algo que cuando se encontró con Melchizedek,
the greatness of the moment,
en el grandioso en ese momento,
the exposure to the panoramic plan of God,
para exponerse en el plan de Dios,
that began to reshape his priorities,
que empezó a moldear su prioridad.
I'm telling this church that there are people here.
Yo estoy diciendo a esta iglesia que hay gente en
you've
este
been
lugar.
Working for somebody else for a long time.
Has estado trabajando para otra persona
but
por
it's
mucho
the will
tiempo.
Of God for you to go in business for yourself.
Pero la voluntad de Dios que ya tienes que tener tu mismo
you've
negocio.
Been learning a skill.
Tienes que darte vuelta.
You've been learning a craft.
Ya tienes que tener
but
tú.
In the next 6 months of your life, God is about to launch you into business.
Pero en los seis meses más, Dios te va a dar
because
un negocio.
It is the will of God for you to be the head and not the tail.
Porque es la voluntad de Dios de ser
it's
la cabeza,
the will of
no
God for you to be the lender and not the borrower.
Dice que tú seas el dueño.
I'm just telling you that I've sins.
Yo nomás estoy diciendo
that God is beginning to pull us out.
Que nos está meneando.
On a level that we've never seen it before.
A un nivel que no lo hemos visto antes.
I believe that God is calling preachers in this church.
Yo creo que Dios está hablándole a predicadores en este lugar.
God is calling evangelists in this church.
A evangelistas de esta iglesia.
God is calling missionaries in this church.
Dios está hablando a misioneros en esta iglesia.
I'm here to tell you God is calling business owners in this church.
Dios está hablándole a los dueños de este negocio.
I believe Brother Burke has a calling to be a doctor.
Tiene un llamado.
I believe Sister Brittany has a calling to be a physician. I believe Brother Terrell is called to be an attorney. And I'm telling you that I sense a level of calling on this church that we've never seen before. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. God wants to bless this church.
Dios quiere bendecir esta iglesia.
God wants to bless your life.
Dios quiere bendecir tu vida.
God wants to give you increase.
Dios quiere darte un incremento.
I'm telling you, God wants to bless your ministry.
Dios quiere bendecir tu ministerio.
There are Bible study teachers that God is calling in this church right now.
Hay hombres que están para dar estudios bíblicos que
están
llamando a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
There's the fivefold ministry.
Son los cinco ministerios.
I'm telling you, in any healthy church,
en una iglesia sana,
it is the will of God for the fivefold ministry to emerge in that church.
Es la voluntad de Dios que las cinco ministerios
crezcan.
There
are prophets in this church.
Hay profetas en esta iglesia.
There are prophetesses in this church.
Hay profetizas en esta iglesia.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. You sense that?
¿Escuchas eso? ¿Tú sientes eso?
Do you feel that? Does that resonate with you?
¿Sientes eso?
Praise God. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. When you taste of the bread and you taste of the wine,
cuando tú pruebas el pan y cuando tú pruebas el vino,
when you've been exposed to the house of God and the kingdom of God,
cuando tú has estado exponiéndote a la iglesia de Dios,
this is how you begin to possess.
Eso es como tú puedes empezar a agarrar.
This is how you begin to occupy.
Eso es como puedes empezar a ocuparte.
This is how you begin to cultivate and to defend.
Cultivar.
And as you do this,
y cuando tú haces esto,
you begin to walk in a level of dimension and authority that you've never experienced before.
Empiezas a caminar en dominio que nunca has caminado antes.
Because God establishes the borders of your inheritance.
Porque Dios establece las fronteras.
But you have to be willing to go out and take it.
Pero tú tienes que tener la voluntad de salir y agarrarlo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The Bible says that Abraham believed God.
Que dice que Abraham creyó a Dios.
And it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Y fue él contado por justicia.
It was added to his account.
Y él fue y lo pusieron en su cuenta.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He believed in the greatness that was on his life.
Él creyó en lo grandioso que estaba en su vida.
There are people here that I'm preaching to tonight. You need to stop trying to be average.
Yo le estoy predicando a alguien aquí en la iglesia. Tú
you need
que
to stop trying to be ordinary.
Que tienes que estar ordinado.
You need to stop doing the minimal.
Tú tienes que parar de hacer
because
lo mínimo.
You have destiny on your life.
Porque tú tienes un destino en tu
this
vida.
Church cannot be an ordinary church.
Esta iglesia no puede ser una iglesia ordinaria.
We cannot pray ordinary prayers.
No podemos orar una ordenanza nomás.
We cannot have ordinary giving.
No tenemos como para
because
dar.
God is taking us somewhere great.
Porque Dios nos está llevando a algo más grandioso.
Three generations, what is it going to look like?
Tres generaciones, ¿cómo se van a ver?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Praise God. Praise God. This greatness will identify things in yourself that you never saw.
Esta grandeza va a identificar en ti algo que nunca has visto.
It will give you access to places that have been otherwise restricted from your exploration.
Te va a dar acceso donde tú has estado restringiendo antes.
There are people that have been exploring, trying to find the answers to what's happening in your life.
Y hay gente que está tratando de saber qué está pasando en su vida.
But when you connect with this level of greatness,
pero cuando tú te conectas a esta grandeza,
you will have a ladder that connects from where you are up into heaven.
Vas a tener una escalera que se conecta de donde estás tú al cielo.
With angels ascending and descending upon the man of covenant and promise.
Con una escalera de ángeles subiendo y bajando.
It's a father in Isaac. It's a grandfather in Abraham,
padre y es abuelo de Abraham,
that left the ladder of greatness down for Jacob to access.
Era de Jacob cuando él vio la escalera.
Jacob will be a nation that sits at the epicenter of world power.
Jacob va a sentarse en el epicenter de la promesa de Dios.
Israel would sit in a cauldron of geopolitical activity for millennia.
Israel se va a sentar en un lugar político.
But no other people will have the destiny that rests upon Israel.
Pero no otra gente va a tener la victoria.
One man said they had Babylon to the north.
Dice, unos decían, está Babilonia
Egypt
para el norte,
to the south.
Egipto para el sur.
Europe to the west.
Europa para el este.
And Asia to the east.
Y Asia para el este.
They sat on the Mediterranean.
Se sentaron en el Mediterráneo.
Which connected them to the whole world.
Que eran conectados en todo el mundo.
The Chinese trade routes.
El chino.
The Silk Roads came directly through Jerusalem.
Pasando derechamente por Jerusalén.
And in close proximity.
En una proximidad chico.
Set the Arab world praying for their annihilation.
Que están orando por una nación.
That before Jesus stood at the zenith of temptation and saw all the political structures as his own.
So cuando Dios se sentó ahí en la tentación,
that he sat on a hill in Nazareth.
Y él se sentó en la montaña de Nazaret.
And watched the traitors coming from every nation under heaven.
Y vio a todos los que traían las cosas de todas las naciones.
But he did not buy into some sort of business structure.
Pero él no tenía una estructura de
negocio. He didn't buy into a lesser greatness.
O algo menos grandioso.
He was connected to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Él estaba conectado en Abraham,
and I want to ask
Isaac,
this church
Jacob,
tonight, what can you see happen in the next couple of generations?
Y lo quiero preguntarle a esta iglesia, ¿qué puede pasar
if you are able to possess and occupy and cultivate and defend what God has set out in front of us?
Para poseer y defender lo que Dios ha puesto enfrente de
this
nosotros.
Church can become a great force for good in this city.
Esta iglesia puede pasar a ser algo grandioso
what
en esta
can we
ciudad?
Be in three generations?
¿Cómo que podemos ser en tres generaciones?
If God tarries, what level of dominion and power and authority can we see?
¿Qué dominio y qué poder podemos tener?
Brother Sam, go ahead and come. Lindsay, come.
Hermano Sam,
what level of dominion do you want to see in your life?
¿Qué tipo de dominio quieres ver en tu
what
vida?
What level of authority and power do you want to see begin to matriculate down to your children?
¿Qué tipo de dominio y de autoridad quieres ver en tu vida?
You have to see the greatness that God has thrust upon you.
Tú tienes que ver la grandeza que Dios ha puesto en tu
you
vida.
You have to begin to see the power of your prayer and the power of your evangelism and the power of your walk with God.
Tú tienes que ver tu oración y tu poder en el camino con Dios.
You have to begin to remove things out of your life that interrupt the power of God resting upon you.
Tú tienes que estar meneando las cosas que te interrumpen para la presencia de Dios.
You have to be willing to remove all of the unrighteousness that the world is consumed by.
Tú tienes que menear todo lo que no es justo en la presencia de Dios de tu vida.
You have to see yourself as a great prayer warrior.
Tienes que ser un grandioso en oración.
We won't be able to pray ordinary prayers and be a great people.
Si no podemos orar una oración ordenada, somos una gente
but
grande.
But there's a level of intercession.
Pero es una intersección
that God wants to visit upon this church
que Dios quiere visitar en esta iglesia
that we have not yet walked in.
Que no hemos caminado antes.
I said there's a level of intercessory prayer
es una intersección de oración
that God wants to visit on this church
que Dios quiere visitar esta iglesia
that we've never walked in before.
Que no hemos caminado antes.
But it's going to require
pero va a necesitar
a level of prayer and consecration.
Una medida de oración.
And removal of the things.
Y menear las cosas.
That are encumbrances to the Spirit of God flowing freely.
Que están en el Espíritu, en el camino del Espíritu.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Somebody be sensitive to the Holy Ghost right now.
Alguien sea sensible a la presencia de Dios.
Let's all stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're about to turn the corner on a new year.
Vamos a entrar en un año nuevo.
God is getting us ready.
Dios nos está listando
for unprecedented revival.
Para algo impresionante.
I'm going to tell you what I sense in the Holy Ghost.
Voy a decirte qué sentí en el Espíritu Santo.
I sense a level of consecration.
Vi un nivel de consecración.
Prayer and fasting.
De oración y de ayuno.
That is going to prepare us.
Y nos va a preparar.
For a free flow and demonstration of the miraculous power of God.
Para enseñarnos el poder de Dios. Gloria a Dios.
God is calling families.
Dios está llamando familias.
I said God is calling families.
Dije Dios está llamando familias.
Something visited our church about 15 or so years ago.
Alguien visitó nuestra iglesia hace como 15 años o algo así.
A spirit,
un espíritu,
visited our church.
Visitó la iglesia.
And we lost,
y perdimos,
almost an entire generation of men.
Casi una generación completa de hombres.
Because of carnality,
por la carnalidad.
And worldliness. That spirit,
ese espíritu,
is visiting this church right now.
Ese espíritu está visitando la iglesia en este momento.
And I'm going to tell you something in the Holy Ghost.
Y te voy a decir algo en el Espíritu Santo.
As much as the opportunity is in front of us,
pero la oportunidad enfrente de nosotros,
to see unprecedented revival,
algún avivamiento grandioso.
And to create a reality that completely transforms this church.
Y va a transformar esta iglesia.
There are people that in 6 months they will not even be living for God.
Que en unos seis meses va a haber gente que no va a estar viviendo para Dios.
If something doesn't shift in this season.
Si no cambia en este momento.
And I'm opening up this altar tonight.
Y yo voy a abrir este altar esta noche.
To give somebody the opportunity.
Para darle a alguien una oportunidad.
To come and bring their life before God.
Para que traigan su vida en frente de Dios.
And say, God, I'm making a decision today.
Y dice, Dios, yo voy a hacer una decisión este
I'm
día.
I'm making a decision tonight, God.
Voy a hacer una decisión esta noche, Dios.
That I will not be another casualty.
No voy a ser otra tragedia más.
That my marriage will not be another casualty, God.
Que mi matrimonio no va a ser otro caso más.
That my family will not be another casualty.
Que mi familia no va a ser otra tragedia más.
But I am making a commitment, God.
Pero estoy haciendo un pacto contigo, Dios.
To buy into what you want to do in this city and this church.
Pero lo que tú estás haciendo en esta ciudad y en esta iglesia.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
Para estar en esta iglesia.
Come on, I need somebody to pray right now. I need the musicians to play. I need the singers to sing.
Quiero que los
in the name of Jesus.
Que vengan a orar.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. If you know how to break through in prayer, I want you to break through in prayer.
Si nunca has orado en ese momento, quiero que tú ores.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
person in prayer. In the name of Jesus. God, I bind every spirit, Lord. I refuse to be a casualty. I refuse to hide in the shadows.